Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Sridhar Rajagopalan, co-founder and chief learning officer, Educational Initiatives. Children across India have been studying from home amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Schools are shut, and children are going the digital way to get in their physical classes. Now, the biggest concern among teachers as well as parents is whether the learning outcomes are as satisfactory. Let us learn from Sridhar as to what are some of the tools that can be used to verify the learning outcomes.
So first of all, doesn't remote studying raise concerns about learning outcomes among the children?
Yes, Saraswati, absolutely. I think one of the biggest concerns that we are hearing from schools as well as from parents these days, you know, is that they see the children doing various things. I mean, there was a kind of schooling that we were all familiar with where children would go to school, they would have their regular classes and have the tests. And at that time, you know, everybody used to assume that, you know, this is the way things are and this is normal. But now what has happened is this entire method of study has changed completely, whether I look at it from the point of view of a student, a parent, or a teacher. And hence, there are two concerns. One, of course, is about the logistics of even the things that they are doing, the fact that they are not able to go out and play, the fact that they are not able to have their lessons in the way that they would normally have it. That is one kind of concern which we hear a lot about. But as the pandemic stretches, the second concern that we are hearing across the board is what is happening to children's learning. One of the things that is very difficult to do in the normal way is the assessments that we would have. And so there are questions being asked about whether children are really learning. In some ways, we would say that this was a question even during the regular time. And so parents are asking that also, that, you know, was it all okay earlier? But you're right that there's a huge concern about what children actually learning, how much of what they are doing are they absorbing. We sometimes see that the level of, you know, engagement or seriousness of the children when they are taking part in these classes, especially when they're remote, it's not very clear if they're fully involved and engaged. So I think these questions around learning have become very important for parents and schools alike.
So Sridhar, how does one assess whether the child has been able to gain the necessary knowledge?
Yes, absolutely. So the most important thing for this is to focus not just on what we are teaching. So often the focus has been on completing the syllabus or is the child reading from this book. But on the other hand, which is what are children actually learning, which means what is it that they have learned? What is it that has been retained with the child? One of the things that we have done, so over the last 20 years, our work and research has been in this area, which is, you know, what are the key concepts that children need to learn? One of the ideas here is that, you know, if I am in grade 4, I learned many things in grade 4, but only some of these things are the absolutely core things that are needed for the child to build the base for grade 5 and so on. So there are certain things which are core concepts, and then there are many other things. For example, if I have a specific date or a definition, some of those details may not child to remember completely, but the core concepts are critical. So one of our products which we use for this purpose is ASSET, where ASSET in just about 40 to 50 questions in a year is able to capture the core ideas that children need to learn. And it also provides a picture across all children of the same age group across the country as to where children stand, both in terms of concepts learned as well as areas where children need more support. Nowadays, of course, ASSET is available on the computer, so you can either do the paper version or the computer version. Now, this is true both in the, you know, non-pandemic situation as well as now. In fact, specifically now, what we have offered schools is for the same, you know, ASSET price, you can actually do two ASSET tests on the computer, which means the children can do it from their homes. And teachers get to know not only their learning levels, as well as parents and the children themselves, but they come to know what have children learned over a period of time? So if I take my first asset in October, November, or December, you know, as many, take the second one a few months later, I come to know what children have learned. And this is very useful for both teachers and for parents to track learning and to focus on areas of weakness. One of the other things that, you know, we got a lot of demand from parents was for is that, you know, these kinds of tests in a normal situation happen either once a year or once a month. But we've now created something called the ACID Super Test. And the ACID Super Test is once a week where the parent or the child can choose whatever topic they want. There are topics across all the subjects in English, Maths and Science and for the given class. And children can take those tests. They can understand the key areas where they are, you know, needing more support or need to revise better. And it also tells them where they stand compared with other children who are taking the test. The main difference in both these tests compared to the regular school test, the textbook, is the idea of the core concepts or the essential concepts. So, you know, we learn lots of things, out of which many of them are the things that form the basis of future learning. And both ACID and ACID Super Test, based on research, identify which are these concepts that serve as the base for future concepts. And if a child is able to understand these concepts well, that is what turns out to be more important. In fact, we have found that there's a very high correlation between performance on ACID, even as early as grade 4, and with the performance in an exam like the IIT JEE, which tests for understanding. Because if you are understanding the basics well, you're able to build on that as you go from class to class. So those are two products that I would mention from a point of view of measuring learning and understanding where children stand.
Okay. And this, you know, this would be ideal for both parents and teachers, right? Because at least schools, of course, they need to know the tangible outcome of what the student is doing. But on the other hand, even parents also need to understand, because it's not just about the report card, wherein a lot of these schools now have open book exams, which probably wouldn't be able to test whether or not a child has learned or not. So a lot more the focus from parents as well, right?
Correct. So the way these are designed are that you are able to get this information to know where you stand. One of the very interesting things about these assessments is that they also provide benchmarking, which means that how do I stand compared to, so if in case we have a product called the detailed assessment. In the detailed assessment, the teacher gets to know how the child performs with all the other children in the class or in the school. You know, which concepts are being learned, which concepts are not being learned, which ones do we have to focus more on. Whereas in the ACID and the ACID Super Test, you actually get a benchmarking compared to children of your grade all over the country. So yes, this is useful for both teachers and parents, and it gives them a very clear idea of the aspects that need to, you know, have more practice or where they need to help the child with. Absolutely.
Okay. And what is the response been among schools? I'm sure you also work with a lot of government schools as well, right? So have both private schools as well as government schools kind of taken up these tools?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, both our work, you know, in terms of government schools, obviously there is a bigger challenge in terms of their access to the technology. We also have a learning product called MindSpark, you know, which is not just assessments, but actually helps children learn. And we made that open. So normally it is accessed by children on tablets in schools, whereas now in government schools, I'm just talking about the government part first, we've kind of made it open. So across the different, even in rural areas, those children who have access to internet and smartphones are actually able to do it. And there is a large number of them that we are actually able to track. So I think in the offering is there in both the cases. In the case of the government schools, the access is obviously more of an issue. But with private schools, I think there has been a huge acceptance and people realizing that at a time like this, the need to for children to be working regularly to do these assessments, to do products like MindSpark is very high. And especially the fact that we were able to offer them two tests, but we were also trying to see how we can, you know, help schools with this. So offering two tests, which let them actually measure what is the where are the areas where children need gaps. So we're finding leading schools across the country have been taking it up. And ACID Super Test has equally been taken by parents and children directly. So that does not have to be taken by the school. So we are finding that this kind of a focus, one of our goals in all this is that, you know, the goal is not assessments, the goal is learning, and the goal is learning with understanding. That means you're not focusing only on the marks that you get at the end of the year, but on the understanding that is going to stay with the child forever. And so I think the response shows that there is a kind of a realization that this is what is important, and the kind of serious learning where it is, you know, conceptual understanding is the focus. We're getting a very strong response both from schools as well as individual parents. And on all of these, the other important point is that teachers as well as parents are able to send feedback, ask questions, you know, seek suggestions and advice. And these also help us stay in touch. And we are finding that, you know, on the one hand, there is a lot of concern that the pandemic is having this kind of an impact on children's learning. But on the other hand, the use of these tools to help children continue their learning in this process and ensure that it is affected in a minimal way, I won't say it is not affected at all, but affected to the least, is something that is very strong among both parents and teachers.
Thank you. Just one last question from my side, Sridhar. Would you think that these solutions will still remain relevant when, you know, physical classes resume across schools post-COVID?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, first of all, these what we have done is create variations, like the super test is a variation of something that we already had. But the core idea is that, you know, children have to learn. They have to learn with understanding, and they have to understand the core concepts better. One of the concerns and criticisms of our system has been that there is too much of a focus on what we call rote learning, you know, or textbookish learning, or, you know, learning focused on exams. And I think what COVID has shown is, so what happens in the normal situation is, we think the child going to the school and then coming back home and writing his class test and writing an exam, that is learning. Now, because of COVID, we were forced to ask this question that, you know, are the children really learning? And that is where we find that learning is not just about doing something or going through the motions or doing it in a mechanical way. In many higher classes, we find that there's a tendency for teachers to give notes and children to copy down those notes, learn those notes, and then write the exam. And then they often score well in the exam also. Now, with tests like ACET and detailed assessment, you find that children who are really understanding, or, you know, they are the ones who do well, and simply taking and copying notes doesn't help. So I think the ideas that COVID has taught us, which is that learning is important, not the fact that you kind of spend so much time with the book or, you know, do this in the class or copy down notes. That idea, I think, is going to remain forever. And the focus on learning and, you know, measuring learning through good assessments is definitely going to stay. And that is the sense that we are getting from all our interactions with schools and parents as well.
Thank you, Sridhar, for all those insights.
Thank you. Thank you, Sasari.
With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of FutureWise. If you listeners have any topics that you want us to cover, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.